House committee members investigating President Clinton's last-minute pardons came to a dead end yesterday. They were unable to develop evidence that the pardon of fugitive billionaire Mark Rich was connected to large political contributions made by Rich's ex-wife, Denise. Three former Clinton aides testified they were opposed to the pardon, but they believed the president made the decision based on the merits of the case, NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Nearly everyone agrees that former President Clinton's pardon of fugitive billionaire Mark Rich was a mistake, but Republicans believe it may also have been illegal, a payoff for the large contributions from Rich's ex-wife Denise, Committee Chairman Dan Burton.
The appearances that have been created here are obvious. If you have friends in high places, you can get around the law. It makes it look like we have one system of justice for the rich and powerful and another system of justice for all the rest of us.
That was the appearance, but proving the pardons were actually bought and sold is more difficult. The former finance chair of the Democratic Party, Beth DeZoritz, who spoke to both Denise Rich and Mr. Clinton about the pardon, refused to testify yesterday. Denise Rich and Mark Rich have also invoked their Fifth Amendment rights. Former White House Chief of Staff John Podesta and former counselors Beth Nolan and Bruce Lindsay did talk to the committee yesterday, but they said they knew of no connection between the contributions and the pardons. All three White House aides were against clemency for Mark Rich. Podesta fell on his sword yesterday, blaming himself for not doing more to stop it.
We bear the responsibility for having a process that we thought was manageable that in the last days, I think, broke down, and I would put Rich as probably the number one example in which the process broke down. I don't think the president got good and full advice on it.
Former White House counsel Beth Nolan painted a picture of a pardon process so out of control, so flooded by requests in the final days of the Clinton term, that it may have been impossible to stop.
They were coming from everywhere. We had requests from members of Congress, movie stars, newscasters, former presidents, former first ladies. I refused to go to holiday parties because I couldn't stand nobody wanted to know how I was. Thank you very much. They wanted to know about a pardon.
Ex-President Clinton has been criticized for circumventing the traditional pardon process at the Justice Department, but the ranking Democrat on the committee, Henry Waxman, tried to establish that wasn't Mr. Clinton's fault alone.
I understand you got calls from congressmen and senators. Did any of them suggest you not follow the Justice Department guidelines?
Yes. Certainly, several of them suggested that they knew it was too late, really, to go through the Department of Justice, but they wanted to send the pardon application directly to the White House.
And Waxman argued that Mr. Clinton wasn't the first president to pardon a contributor who had prominent supporters. Waxman pointed out that President George Bush had pardoned multimillionaire Armand Hammer after he was convicted of an illegal campaign contribution. And John Podesta maintained that just as Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and the King of Spain had lobbied for Mark Rich, Margaret Thatcher and Mikhail Gorbachev lobbied President Bush for Armand Hammer. Henry Waxman said the appearance of a quid pro quo was just as strong in that case, yet there was never an investigation of former President Bush. But still, Waxman did not defend Bill Clinton. He said the Rich pardon was a shameful lapse of judgment that should embarrass every Democrat and every American. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.